Fenway Park last night, the Boston Red Sox edged the New York Yankees 3-2 to even the best-of-seven series for the American League pennant at 2 games apiece. The game followed a Yankee victory on Saturday that featured brushback pitches, bench-clearing brawls, and an ugly fight in the bullpen. Last night, the two teams focused on baseball. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
This was close to a must-win for the Red Sox, so when their closer Scott Williamson, ahead by just one run in the top of the ninth, struck out the Yankees' Alfonso Soriano to end the game, Fenway Park roared with relief. This was a rematch of Game 1. Boston sent knuckleballer Tim Wakefield to the mound. New York turned to Mike Mussina, and like Game 1, Boston home runs sunk Mussina, and Wakefield's fluttering pitches baffled the Yankees. Todd Walker and Trot Nixon homered in a game in which Red Sox manager Grady Little said the players were able to put the bitterness of Saturday's rumble behind them.
These are professional players. They're pretty good at turning the page and getting on with the business. There's a lot at stake right now, and you just need to be looking forward and stay focused on what you need to try to do, and every one of these players showed it out there tonight.
Boston's Tim Wakefield, who pitched 7 innings and struck out 8 last night, said Sunday's rainout cooled everybody down and helped the Red Sox win a close game they couldn't afford to lose.
We're excited. I mean, it was a huge game. It's probably one of the most exciting games I've been a part of in my whole career. You know, I pitched in the NLCS when I was with Pittsburgh, but I was too young to know what was going on at that time.
Yankee manager Joe Torre tipped his hat to Wakefield.
You have to give Tim Wakefield a lot of credit because he got the outs. You know, he won a game for them that, you know, instead of going down 3-1, they tied the series. So, you know, Tim Wakefield's been a big game guy for him.
After winning the first game of the series in New York, the Red Sox lost 2 in a row, and it seemed possible that they would suffer the same fate at the hands of their arch rivals as they did 4 years ago when the Yankees dispatched them 4-1 in the postseason. But last night's 3-2 win kept hope alive for the Red Sox fans.
No, I think this is it. I mean, I'm actually thinking that we could win the series now, and that's all we need.
What about that queasy sort of feeling in the gut of every Red Sox fan that in the end they're going to figure out a way to lose?
We love it. We don't know what to do without it.
Among the fans of the game last night were Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge, who say they're both rooting for the Red Sox and that other team suffering from a World Series drought, the Chicago Cubs.
I'm a longtime baseball fan. I'm one of those folks who's just hoping, like I think a lot of America's hoping for. I'd love to see the Cubs play the Red Sox in a World Series. It's long overdue.
The Cubs and the Sox would be a fabulous series of games, and it'd be terrific. Bring us back to the golden days of yesteryear.
As usual, there was a good number of Yankee fans at Fenway last night, including comedian Billy Crystal, who says if the Yankees don't prevail, a Red Sox-Cubs World Series would be unprecedented.
I think if they end up playing the Cubs, if that happens, it'll be the first time that nobody wins a World Series. It'll be like locusts or something in the seventh inning. Something biblical will happen.
But for that to happen, the Cubs must win one more against the Marlins, and the Red Sox must take what amounts now to a best-of-three series from the Yankees. The series resumes this afternoon in Boston for Game 5. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.